The air was thick with the scent of damp earth and the bittersweet tang of memories as Nora stepped cautiously onto the desolate battlefield. The sun hung low in the sky, casting long shadows that danced over the remnants of a time long past. Broken weapons and rusting armor lay scattered like forgotten dreams, remnants of the fierce struggles that had unfolded here. She felt an inexplicable pull towards the remnants, as if the very ground beneath her feet was whispering secrets of the warriors who once fought valiantly for honor and glory. As she walked, her fingers brushed against a corroded sword half buried in the earth. It felt cold and lifeless, yet something about it stirred a deep curiosity within her. She knelt beside it, tracing the intricate designs etched into the blade, remnants of a history that seemed to resonate through the ages. "What happened here?" she murmured to herself, her voice barely a whisper against the haunting silence that enveloped the battlefield. Nora's mind drifted to Bryn, the once mighty alpha whose name echoed through the tales told in hushed tones. She had heard the stories, the triumphs, the battles, and ultimately the downfall that left him a shadow of the leader he once was. It seemed unjust that a man of such strength could be reduced to mere whispers of failure. The thought of Bryn stirred a mixture of admiration and pity within her. How could someone so powerful have fallen so far? She wondered, her heart aching for the man who had once commanded loyalty and respect. Suddenly, a gust of wind swept through the battlefield, rustling the remnants of fallen leaves and sending a shiver down Nora's spine. She closed her eyes, allowing herself to be enveloped by the atmosphere, and in that moment, the echoes of the past surged around her like a tide. She could almost hear the clash of steel and the cries of warriors, their spirits lingering in the air, eternally tied to this cursed ground. "Do you feel it too?" a voice called out from behind her, breaking the spell of reverie. Nora turned sharply, her heart racing as she faced a figure emerging from the shadows. It was an older man, his silver hair catching the fading light, wisdom etched into the lines of his weathered face. "Feel what?" she asked, attempting to mask her surprise. "The weight of history," he replied, stepping closer. "This place is a graveyard of dreams, of glory, betrayal, and loss. Many have come to pay their respects, but few understand the true cost of the battles fought here." Nora felt a connection to the man as if he carried the weight of the battlefield within him. "What happened to Bryn?" she asked, her voice steady despite the tumult of emotions swirling within her. "Why does his name carry such a heavy burden?" The old man's eyes darkened, a shadow passing over his features. "Bryn was a leader, a warrior unmatched in his time. But in the final battle, when victory seemed within reach, he was betrayed by those he trusted most. His fall was not one of strength, but of betrayal and despair. The scars of that day run deep, and the darkness that followed has haunted him ever since." Nora's heart sank at the thought of Bryn's pain. "Can he find redemption?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. "Redemption is a path fraught with challenges," he replied, his gaze piercing through her. "It requires facing the darkness within and the ghosts of the past. Many have tried, but few have succeeded." As the old man spoke, Nora felt an inexplicable urge to help Bryn, to pull him from the depths of his despair. Yet, a flicker of fear ignited within her. What if his darkness consumed her too? She shook the thought away, determined not to let fear dictate her actions. "Thank you," she said, her voice firm. "I need to find him." The old man nodded slowly, a hint of approval in his eyes. "Follow your heart, but tread carefully. The shadows of the past can be deceptive." With those words echoing in her mind, Nora left the battlefield, her heart racing with a mixture of hope and trepidation. She felt an unshakable connection to Bryn, as if the very fabric of her fate was woven into his. As she walked, the weight of the battlefield lingered in her thoughts, the echo of the past blending with her own fears and desires. That night, as darkness enveloped the town, Nora found herself restless. The remnants of the battlefield haunted her dreams, and she could not shake the feeling that something was drawing her towards Bryn. She tossed and turned, her mind a whirlwind of images and emotions. Then, as sleep finally took her, the world around her transformed. She stood on the battlefield again, but this time, it was alive with chaos. The air crackled with energy, the sounds of clashing swords and battle cries echoing around her. In the midst of the chaos stood Bryn, a figure of strength and valor. She could see the determination etched on his face as he fought valiantly against a horde of enemies, his movements fluid and powerful. Nora watched in awe, her heart pounding in her chest. She felt drawn to him, a magnetic pull that urged her to reach out. But just as she took a step forward, the tide of battle shifted. A dark figure emerged from the shadows. A traitor, she realized, one who bore a twisted smile as he lunged towards Bryn. "No!" Nora screamed, but her voice was lost in the cacophony of war. She watched in horror as the dark figure struck, and Bryn faltered, his strength waning as betrayal enveloped him. The vividness of the dream left her shaken, tears streaming down her cheeks as she witnessed the moment of his downfall. With a jolt, Nora awoke, gasping for breath. The remnants of the battlefield still echoed in her mind, and she felt an overwhelming sense of grief for the man she barely knew. But as she glanced at her nightstand, her breath caught in her throat. There, shining in the dim light, lay a pendant, a relic from the battlefield, its surface glinting with a strange energy. Nora reached out, her fingers trembling as they brushed against the cool metal. It felt warm to the touch, as if it pulsed with a life of its own. She could sense an ancient power radiating from it, binding her to the very essence of Bryn's story. The realization struck her like lightning. Her fate was intertwined with the Alphas, and she could no longer deny the connection forming between them. With the pendant clutched tightly in her hand, Nora knew that her journey was just beginning. The echoes of the battlefield, the pain of Bryn's past, and the promise of redemption loomed ahead, and she was determined to uncover the truth. No matter the cost, she would face the shadows that threatened to consume them both. Nora stood in the local library, a place she had frequented since childhood, yet today it felt different. The air was thick with the scent of aged paper and ink, and the dim lighting cast long shadows that danced along the walls. She clutched the mysterious pendant tightly in her palm, its cool metal a constant reminder of her connection to Bryn. Determined to uncover the truth about him, she navigated the labyrinth of shelves, her heart racing with anticipation. The library was quiet, save for the distant rustle of pages and the soft thump of books being returned to their rightful places. Nora approached the history section, her fingers trailing along the spines of tomes that spoke of battles long past. She pulled out a heavy book, its cover embossed with worn gold lettering that read Legends of the Lost Clans. The title felt like an omen, a gateway to the stories that haunted her thoughts. Sitting at a wooden table, she opened the book, the pages crackling under her touch. Her eyes scanned the text, searching for any mention of Bryn or the curse that had been whispered about in the village. As she read, the words began to paint vivid pictures in her mind, of an Alpha who once stood tall, a warrior forged in the fires of conflict. The narrative unfolded like a tapestry, detailing Bryn's rise to power and the tragic events that led to his downfall. "His pride was his greatest enemy," she murmured to herself, recalling the warning from the town elder. "In battle, he fought fiercely, but it was betrayal that shattered his spirit." The more she read, the more she felt the weight of Bryn's burden pressing upon her. It was as if the pages were imbued with his sorrow, each word a thread connecting her to his past. Hours slipped by unnoticed as Nora became engrossed in the tales of valor and despair. She learned of the fierce battles fought under a blood-red moon, of comrades turned foes, and of a curse that bound Bryn to the shadows of his former glory. The text revealed that he was not merely a fallen Alpha. He was a man haunted by the ghosts of his choices, shackled to the ruin of his legacy. "Why would anyone want to be near him?" she whispered to herself, her heart pounding in her chest. Yet, amidst the dread, a flicker of hope ignited within her. Perhaps she could help him find redemption. A sudden noise broke her concentration. The sound of footsteps echoed through the library, and a soft voice interrupted her thoughts. "You're really diving deep into the past, aren't you?" Startled, Nora looked up to find an elderly woman standing beside her, her silver hair cascading in waves over her shoulders. The woman's eyes were sharp and knowing, reflecting a lifetime of memories, both joyous and sorrowful. "Yes," Nora replied, trying to regain her composure. "I'm trying to understand Bryn's story." The elder's expression shifted, a shadow passing over her face. "Be careful, dear. The past is a treacherous place, and not all who wander there return unscathed." "Are you familiar with his story?" Nora asked, her curiosity piqued. The woman sighed, settling into the chair across from Nora. "I was a child when Bryn fell, but the tales have lingered through the generations. His darkness is not just a part of his past, it clings to him like a shroud. Many believe it will consume anyone who dares to get too close. But he's still a person, Nora protested, the frustration bubbling within her. He deserves a chance to heal, to be free from what happened. The elder regarded her with a mixture of pity and admiration. You have a brave heart, child. But love is not always enough to vanquish the shadows. His pain is deep-rooted, and the curse that binds him is powerful. You must tread lightly. Nora's resolve wavered as the elder's words settled heavily in her mind. Yet the thought of leaving Bryn to suffer alone was unbearable. I can't just turn my back on him. There has to be a way to help. The woman reached out, placing a gnarled hand over Nora's. Just remember, every choice has its consequences. Be prepared for what lies ahead. With that, the elder stood and wandered away, leaving Nora alone with her thoughts. The weight of the warning lingered in the air, but Nora felt an undeniable pull towards Bryn, a bond that seemed to transcend the very fabric of their existence. She could not ignore it, nor could she walk away. As dusk began to settle over the town, Nora left the library, clutching the pendant against her heart as if it could guide her to Bryn. The forest loomed ahead, dark and inviting, whispering secrets of the past as the trees swayed in the cool evening breeze. She had heard stories of the woodlands, of the spirits that roamed within, and of Bryn's presence that lingered like an echo. Just a little further, she whispered to herself, a mix of trepidation and excitement coursing through her veins. She stepped into the thicket, the canopy above blocking out the last remnants of sunlight. Shadows danced around her, and the air was thick with anticipation. Bryn, she called out, her voice trembling slightly. The stillness was almost suffocating, broken only by the rustle of leaves and the distant hoot of an owl. She took a deep breath, steeling herself for whatever lay ahead. Moments turned into an eternity as she wandered deeper into the forest, the path winding like a serpent around ancient trees. Just as doubt began to creep into her heart, she saw a figure emerge from the shadows, a silhouette that sent her heart racing. Bryn stood before her, his tall frame outlined against the fading light, exuding an aura that was both intimidating and magnetic. His dark hair fell over his forehead, and his eyes, once fierce, now reflected a myriad of emotions, pain, confusion, and something else she dared not label. Nora, he said, his voice low and gravelly, sending shivers down her spine. What are you doing here? I came to find you, she replied, her voice steadier than she felt. I need to understand. He stepped closer, the shadows shifting around him. You should stay away from me. I'm not the man you think I am. Maybe I don't want to believe that, she countered, her determination igniting. I saw your past, Bryn. I know what you've been through. His gaze hardened, and for a moment she thought he might turn away. But then his expression softened, revealing the vulnerability that lay beneath his tough exterior. You don't know the half of it. Then tell me, she urged, stepping closer. Help me understand the man behind the legend. Bryn hesitated, his internal struggle evident. You don't know what you're asking for. The darkness that follows me, it could swallow you whole. I'm not afraid, she insisted, her heart racing as she reached for him, her fingers brushing against the pendant that hung around her neck. I want to help you. In that moment, their eyes locked, and Nora felt the weight of his despair pressing against her. It was a connection forged in pain and longing, a bond that transcended the very shadows that threatened to consume them both. She could see the flicker of hope in his eyes, battling against the demons of his past. Stay with me, he finally said, his voice barely above a whisper. Just for tonight. Nora nodded, her heart swelling with a mixture of fear and excitement. The night was just beginning, and the shadows of the past were more alive than ever. But in Bryn's gaze, she found a flicker of light, a promise that perhaps together they could navigate the darkness and uncover the truth that lay buried beneath the weight of history. As the moon hung low in the sky, casting an ethereal glow over the forest, Nora stood before Bryn, her heart racing with a mixture of fear and determination. The air felt charged, thick with the weight of their unspoken words. She could see the shadows dancing across his face, masking the deep-seated pain etched in his features. Bryn, she began, her voice trembling slightly, I want to understand what happened to you. I need to know why you are so haunted. He turned his gaze toward her, his eyes reflecting the silver light of the moon, revealing a tumult of emotions. There are things in my past that are better left buried, Nora, he replied, his voice low and filled with regret. Things that should never be spoken of. Don't you see? She pressed, stepping closer, her heart aching for the man before her. You can't keep running from it. You deserve to heal. We can face it together. A flicker of something resembling hope crossed Bryn's face, but it quickly faded, replaced by a storm of inner turmoil. You don't understand the darkness that surrounds me. It's not just my past, it's a curse that won't let me go. I've lost everything, my honor, my pack, my very purpose. Then let me help you reclaim it, Nora urged, her voice steady. You are not alone in this. You don't have to bear this burden by yourself. He took a deep breath, the weight of her words settling around them like the mist that curled through the trees. Redemption is not something I can simply grasp. It's a long journey, and I fear what it might cost you. Cost me? She echoed, a fire igniting within her. You think I'll walk away because it's hard? Bryn, I've seen your pain. I've felt it in my dreams. You are more than your failures. You have the strength to rise again. His eyes searched hers, and for a moment, the shadows seemed to recede, revealing a glimmer of the man he once was. You make it sound so easy. But I fear that I might drag you down with me. No, she insisted, determination hardening her resolve. You can't keep pushing me away. I see the good in you, Bryn. You're still that alpha, even if you've lost your way. Together, we can find it again. Just as her words began to penetrate his defenses, the air shifted. A chilling howl echoed through the trees, sending a shiver down Nora's spine. Bryn's expression hardened, and he instinctively took a step back, his previous vulnerability vanishing in an instant. Stay behind me, he commanded, his voice low and fierce. The tension crackled in the air as a pack of spectral wolves emerged from the shadows, their eyes glowing with an eerie light. They moved with an ethereal grace, their forms flickering like smoke in the wind. Bryn, Nora whispered, her heart racing. What are they? The remnants of my past, he said, his voice strained. They are not just wolves, they are a manifestation of my failures, my guilt. They come to remind me of what I've lost. The wolves circled them, their growls echoing like distant thunder. Bryn's posture shifted, his body tensing as if preparing for the inevitable confrontation. Nora could feel the dark energy radiating from them, a palpable reminder of Bryn's torment. Face them, Bryn, she encouraged, stepping forward despite the danger. You can't let them control you. With a growl that resonated through the forest, Bryn squared his shoulders, drawing upon the remnants of his strength. I have to confront them, but I can't do it without you. I need you to believe in me. I do believe in you, Nora replied, her voice steady and unwavering. You're not just a shadow of your past, you're a warrior. Show them who you are. The spectral wolves lunged, their forms shifting and howling as they bore down on him. Bryn's instincts kicked in, and he moved with a speed that was both fierce and graceful. He dodged the first wolf, spinning around to face the rest, his eyes blazing with determination. Stay back, he roared, wielding his pain like a weapon. You will not take me again. But the wolves were relentless, each one representing a fragment of his past, their howls piercing the night with memories he had long tried to forget. Nora watched, her heart in her throat, as Bryn fought against them, his strikes powerful yet burdened by the weight of his regrets. Bryn! She shouted, desperation spilling from her lips. You are not alone. Remember who you are. You are the Alpha. In that moment, something shifted within him. The darkness that threatened to consume him flickered, and he found strength in her words. He turned to face the wolves again, his gaze fierce and unyielding. I am Bryn, the Alpha of my pack. I will not be defined by my failures. With renewed vigor, he charged at the nearest wolf, a primal roar escaping his lips as he battled against the spectral apparitions. Each strike was fueled by the memories of his past, the love of his pack, the loyalty of his friends, and the hope that had once burned brightly within him. Nora felt a surge of energy flowing between them, a connection that transcended fear and pain. She stepped forward, standing beside him, her presence a beacon of light against the encroaching darkness. Together, she called, her voice ringing with conviction. Bryn glanced at her, and for the first time he saw her not just as a supporter but as an equal. Together, he echoed, his heart swelling with a mix of gratitude and newfound strength. As they fought side by side, the wolves began to waver, their forms shifting and flickering like candle flames in the wind. Bryn's strikes became more powerful, each blow resonating with the strength of his spirit, bolstered by Nora's unwavering belief in him. Finally, with one last roar, he unleashed all the pain and regret that had haunted him for so long, channeling it into a single devastating blow. The spectral wolves howled in despair, their forms dissipating into wisps of smoke, leaving only silence in their wake. Breathless, Bryn sank to his knees, exhaustion washing over him like a tide. Nora rushed to his side, concern etched across her face. "Bryn, are you okay?" He looked up at her, the shadows still lingering in his eyes but softened by the flickering light of hope. I think I am," he said, his voice hoarse. "For the first time in a long while, I feel a spark of something, maybe even hope." Nora knelt beside him, her heart racing as she reached out to touch his hand. "You faced them, Bryn. You confronted your demons. That's a step toward healing." He looked at her, the intensity of their connection deepening. "I couldn't have done it without you. You pulled me back from the edge." "I will always be here, Bryn," she promised, her voice steady. "Whatever it takes, we'll face it together." As the moonlight bathed them in a soft glow, they shared a moment of vulnerability, their fears laid bare in the silence of the night. The air around them shimmered with unspoken promises, igniting a spark of passion that left them both breathless, as if the world had fallen away, leaving only the two of them standing at the precipice of a new beginning. Nora stood at the edge of the forest, the cool evening air wrapping around her like a shroud. The shadows of the trees loomed large, but she felt an undeniable pull towards Bryn's presence. Since that fateful encounter, her heart had danced between fear and fascination. The pendant on her neck seemed to hum with energy, resonating with the very essence of the man who had once been an alpha, a warrior of unmatched strength and honor. As she ventured deeper into the woods, Nora suddenly found herself engulfed in a vision. The air shimmered and the world around her transformed. She was no longer standing in the present but witnessing the chaos of Bryn's past. The sounds of clashing swords and anguished cries filled her ears. She saw Bryn, his face streaked with dirt, his eyes fierce and wild, leading his pack against an enemy that seemed insurmountable. "Stay back," he shouted to his comrades as he charged forward. The flicker of determination in his eyes was captivating, yet it was marred by the shadows that danced around him like specters. Nora felt her heart race as she watched him fight valiantly, but soon the scene shifted. She saw the moment of his downfall. An enemy warrior, cloaked in darkness, struck Bryn down. The vision faded, leaving her breathless and shaken. "Bryn," she whispered, clutching the pendant tightly. It was as if she had felt his pain, his loss, and it left an indelible mark on her soul. She stumbled back, her mind racing with the implications of what she had just witnessed. Had she truly seen his past, or was it merely a figment of her imagination? When she finally reached the clearing where Bryn often lingered, she found him sitting on a fallen log, his head bowed. The moonlight illuminated his features, casting an ethereal glow around him. He looked up and their eyes met. The weight of unspoken words hung heavily between them. "Nora," he said, his voice low and gravelly, filled with a mixture of surprise and concern. Did you see it?" "I did," she replied, her voice trembling. "I saw your battles, Bryn. I felt your pain. It was overwhelming." He stood up, the tension in his body evident. "You shouldn't have to bear that burden. I never wanted anyone to know what I went through. But I want to help you," she insisted, stepping closer. "I want to understand. You're not just a shadow of your past. You're a man who deserves a chance at redemption." Bryn's expression softened, but the shadows in his eyes remained. "Redemption is not easily won, Nora. It comes with a price." "I'm willing to pay that price," she said fiercely, her heart racing. "I can't walk away from you. Not now, not after everything." He took a step back, the pain etched into his features making her heart ache. "You don't know what you're saying. My darkness could consume you and I can't allow that to happen." "Then let me help you confront it," she urged. "We can face it together. You're not alone anymore." But before Bryn could respond, the air grew heavy and a chill swept through the clearing. The pendant around Nora's neck pulsed, sending waves of energy through her. The shadows deepened, coalescing into a figure cloaked in darkness, its presence suffocating. Bryn's posture shifted, his muscles tensing immediately. "No," he hissed, a low growl escaping his throat. "Not now." The dark figure stepped forward, the air crackling with malice. "Ah, Bryn, still clinging to hope, I see. How quaint." Its voice dripped with disdain. "And who is this? Your savior? She will only lead you further into despair." Nora's heart raced, the fear gripping her tightly. "What do you want?" she demanded, forcing her voice to remain steady. The figure laughed, a chilling sound that echoed through the trees. "I want what I've always wanted. To remind Bryn of his failures, to drag him back into the abyss where he belongs." Bryn's fists clenched, his expression darkening. "You have no power over me anymore. I will not succumb to you." "Ah, but you already have," it taunted, gliding closer. "The curse binds you, Bryn. You cannot escape me, nor can she. Your destinies are intertwined, and it will be your undoing." "No," Nora interjected, stepping in front of Bryn protectively. "You don't know what you're talking about. We will find a way to break this curse." The dark figure chuckled, a sound that sent shivers down her spine. "Break it? You think love can conquer all? Love is but a fleeting illusion, a weakness that will shatter under pressure." Bryn moved to stand beside her, his presence radiating strength. "Love is not a weakness. It is a force to be reckoned with. I will not let you tear us apart." The entity sneered, its form flickering like a flame. "Then prepare to be disappointed. I will ensure you both suffer." With a swift motion, the figure lunged at them, the energy crackling violently. Bryn reacted instinctively, stepping in front of Nora as shadows swirled around them. "Run," he shouted, his voice fierce and commanding. But she refused to leave him. "I won't abandon you. Trust me," he bellowed, his eyes fierce. "You have to get out of here." Nora felt panic surge through her as the dark figure closed in, its malevolence tangible. She wanted to fight, to stay and face this nightmare alongside Bryn, but the weight of his urgency pushed her into action. With a deep breath, she turned and sprinted into the woods, her heart pounding in her chest. Each step felt like a betrayal, but she knew he needed space to confront his demons. The darkness loomed behind her, and she could hear Bryn's growls echoing in the night, a testament to his struggle. As she ran, she could feel the pendant growing warm against her skin, pulsating with energy. The bond between her and Bryn surged, and she couldn't shake the feeling that this was only the beginning. The darkness may threaten to consume them, but she would find a way to fight back. Finally, she reached a small clearing, breathless and trembling. The moon hung high above, casting silver light over the forest. She pressed her hand against the pendant, feeling a connection to Bryn that transcended the fear and uncertainty. "Please," she whispered into the night, her voice shaking. "We need to find a way to break this curse. I won't let him face this alone." The wind rustled through the trees, whispering secrets of ancient battles and forgotten promises. Nora closed her eyes, channeling her determination into the pendant, hoping that somehow, it would guide her back to Bryn, back to the fight that awaited them. As she stood there, the echoes of their connection resonated within her. She could feel Bryn's presence, strong and unwavering, even from afar. He would not abandon him. Together, they would face the shadows of his past and forge a new path forward. In that moment, she understood that love was not a weakness. It was a force that could shatter even the darkest chains. And with that realization, Nora steeled herself for the battle ahead, ready to confront whatever darkness lay in wait. The moon hung high in the night sky, casting its silvery glow over the dense forest as Nora and Bryn prepared for the confrontation that loomed ahead. The air was thick with tension, an almost palpable energy that crackled between them. Nora's heart raced, not only from fear but from an unyielding determination to stand by Bryn's side, to confront the darkness that had haunted him for far too long. "Are you ready?" Bryn asked, his voice low and gravelly, yet laced with an edge of vulnerability. He looked at her, his deep-set eyes reflecting both the weight of his past and a flicker of hope. Nora took a deep breath, the crisp air filling her lungs as she steeled herself. "I am," she replied, her voice steady despite the turmoil inside. "We can face this together." With a nod, Bryn led the way deeper into the woods, where the shadows seemed to writhe and twist, as if alive with the remnants of the spirits that had once roamed these lands. The trees stood tall and foreboding, their gnarled branches reaching out like skeletal fingers, creating a canopy that obscured the stars above. Each step echoed with the memories of battles long forgotten, and Nora could almost hear the whispers of the fallen warriors, urging them on. As they approached a clearing, the atmosphere shifted. A cold wind swept through the trees, carrying with it an eerie silence that sent chills down Nora's spine. In the center of the clearing stood a figure cloaked in darkness, its form indistinguishable but radiating an aura of malice. Bryn stiffened beside her, his muscles coiling like a spring ready to unleash a fierce attack. "It's him," Bryn hissed, clenching his fists as he recognized the spirit that had tormented him for centuries. "The one who won't let me go. What does he want?" Nora asked, her voice barely above a whisper, but Bryn's intense gaze held her steady. "To keep me shackled to my failures," he replied, his expression morphing into one of fierce determination. "He feeds on my regret. He thrives on my pain." The dark figure shifted, its voice a chilling whisper that sliced through the silence. "You think you can escape your past, Bryn? You think this girl can save you? You are nothing but a coward, a failure. You will never be free." Nora stepped forward, her heart pounding fiercely in her chest. "He's not a coward. You're the one who's afraid, a coward hiding behind the shadows of others' pain." The spirit turned its gaze to her, and for a moment she felt the weight of its darkness bearing down on her. "You dare to speak? You are but a fleeting moment in his eternal torment. Your love will not shield him from the truth." Bryn took a step toward the spirit, his voice rising in defiance. "No longer will I be defined by my past. I will not allow you to control me." As he spoke, a surge of energy pulsed between them, igniting a fierce light that pushed back against the encroaching shadows. Nora felt it too, a warmth that enveloped her, a bond forged in the fires of their shared struggles. "Together, Bryn. We're stronger together," she reminded him, her voice filled with conviction. With a roar, Bryn charged at the spirit and Nora followed closely, her heart racing. The darkness lashed out at them, tendrils of shadow trying to ensnare them, but Bryn's presence felt like a shield. Each swing of his arm cut through the darkness, each step fueled by the desire to reclaim his life. "Remember your strength," Nora shouted, her voice carrying through the chaos. "You are not alone." Bryn's eyes locked onto the spirit, a fierce resolve hardening his features. "I am not afraid of you," he bellowed, channeling all the pain and regret he had carried for so long. "You have no power over me anymore." As their energies collided, Nora felt a rush of adrenaline. The light they generated pushed back the shadows, illuminating the clearing as if dawn had broken just for them. The spirit howled in rage, its form flickering like a candle in a storm. "You think you can banish me?" it shrieked, its voice echoing through the trees. "You are merely a fleeting moment of warmth in an eternity of cold. I will return." But Bryn stood firm, his body glowing with an ethereal light. "Not if I have anything to say about it," he shouted, and with one final surge of energy, he thrust his hands forward, sending a wave of brilliant light crashing into the spirit. Nora felt the impact resonate through her, a fierce warmth that filled her with hope. Together, they were a force to be reckoned with, a beacon against the darkness that had sought to consume them. The spirit writhed and twisted, its form disintegrating under the weight of their combined strength. With a final anguished scream, the spirit was banished, leaving behind a silence that felt almost sacred. Bryn staggered back, his energy spent, and Nora rushed to his side, wrapping her arms around him as he collapsed to his knees. "Bryn," she cried, her heart racing with concern. "Are you okay?" He looked up at her, breathless but alive. I think we did it," he whispered, a mixture of disbelief and relief washing over him. Nora knelt beside him, their foreheads touching, their breaths mingling in the cool night air. "You faced your past, Bryn. You fought back. You're free now." But as the adrenaline faded, a lingering darkness remained, an echo of the battle they had just endured. Bryn's expression shifted, the weight of what they had faced settling heavily on his shoulders. "But at what cost?" he murmured, his voice tinged with sorrow. Nora pulled back slightly to look into his eyes. "You fought for us, Bryn. You fought for your future. We have a chance now." He shook his head, the shadows of doubt creeping back in. "But I can feel it, Nora. The darkness lingers. It's not over. It will always be there waiting. Nora's heart sank as she felt the truth in his words. The victory was bittersweet, and while they had vanquished one foe, the remnants of his past still loomed like a specter. "We'll face it together," she said, her voice steadier than she felt. "I won't let you go through this alone." Bryn reached for her hand, his grip firm and reassuring. "You don't understand the depths of my failures. I'm not sure I can bear to drag you into this darkness." "Maybe it's time to stop thinking of it as a burden," she insisted, squeezing his hand tightly. "You're not alone anymore. You have me. We can face whatever comes next together." He looked at her, a flicker of gratitude in his eyes. "You are extraordinary, Nora. I don't deserve you." With a gentle smile, she replied, "You deserve love, Bryn. We all do. Let's not let the past dictate our future." As they sat together in the clearing, the remnants of the battle fading into the night, they knew the road ahead would be fraught with challenges. But for the first time, there was a glimmer of hope, a promise of healing and redemption in the light of their bond. They would face the lingering shadows together, determined to carve out a new path, one that was no longer defined by the weight of the past, but by the strength of their love and the courage to move forward. As the first light of dawn spilled into the forest clearing, Nora sat on a fallen log, her fingers idly tracing the intricate designs of the pendant that had brought Bryn into her life. The weight of the previous night hung heavy in the air, a mix of triumph and lingering dread. They had faced the specter of Bryn's past together, but now the reality of their connection was dawning on her, a connection bound by something far deeper than mere attraction. Nora turned her gaze towards Bryn, who was leaning against a tree, his face buried in his hands. He had fought valiantly against the vengeful spirit, but she could see the toll it had taken on him. The shadows under his eyes spoke of sleepless nights and battles fought long before she ever met him. She wanted to reach out to comfort him, but something held her back. The words of the town elder echoed in her mind, warning her of the dangers that lurked within Bryn's past. "Bryn," she called softly, her voice breaking the silence that enveloped them. He looked up, his expression a mix of vulnerability and determination. "Are you all right?" "I will be," he replied, his voice low and gravelly. "But I fear the darkness isn't finished with me yet." Nora hesitated, the weight of his words pressing against her heart. "What if it is? What if we can find a way to break this curse together?" Bryn's gaze bore into hers, filled with an intensity that made her shiver. "Nora, there's something you need to know about the pendant. It's more than just a relic. It holds a prophecy, one that speaks of sacrifice for redemption." Nora's heart raced. "What kind of sacrifice?" He took a deep breath, the air around them thick with tension. "The prophecy indicates that my redemption is tied to your memories of me. If I am to be truly free from this darkness, I may have to let go of your love." "No," she said, shaking her head vehemently. "You can't mean that. We've fought so hard to be together. I won't lose you, Bryn." He stepped closer, his presence both intimidating and reassuring. "You don't understand, Nora. The darkness in me is powerful. It feeds off my regret, my failures. If I let it consume me, it could destroy everything, including you. The only way to break the bond is for you to forget me." Tears prickled at the corners of her eyes, but she swallowed them down. "I won't forget you. You mean too much to me." Bryn's expression softened, but his resolve remained firm. "You don't know what you're saying. I can't bear the thought of you being hurt because of my past. I would rather suffer alone than drag you down into the abyss with me." Nora felt the ground shift beneath her, the reality of their situation crashing over her like a tidal wave. "You're wrong, Bryn. Love isn't just about holding on, it's about facing the darkness together. I don't care about the shadows that cling to you, I want to help you fight them." A flicker of hope ignited in his eyes, but it was quickly overshadowed by the weight of his anguish. "But what if I can't fight them? What if I can't break free?" "Then we'll find another way," she asserted, stepping closer until the space between them felt electric. "We've already defeated the spirit. We can defeat whatever else is out there too. Together." "Together," he echoed, the word hanging in the air with a sense of gravity. Just then, the pendant around her neck began to glow, casting a warm light that illuminated the forest around them. Bryn's eyes widened in shock as he reached for it, his fingers brushing against the cool metal. "What's happening?" "I don't know," Nora admitted, her heart racing as the light intensified. "But it feels alive. As the light enveloped them, visions flooded her mind. Fragments of Bryn's past battles, his moments of triumph and his agonizing defeat. But alongside them were images of their shared moments. Laughter, vulnerability, and love. Nora. Bryn's voice broke through the haze, grounding her. Focus on me. Don't let the memories overwhelm you. She looked into his deep, stormy eyes and felt a fierce determination rise within her. I won't let go of you, Bryn. I refuse to lose these memories. With each pulse of the pendant, she felt their connection strengthen, intertwining their fates in a way she had never thought possible. It's binding us together, she whispered, awe and fear intertwining in her chest. Bryn's expression shifted from concern to wonder. What if it's telling us that your love is the key to my redemption without the need for sacrifice? Nora felt a rush of hope as the light enveloped them, wrapping around them like a protective cocoon. That's it. Perhaps the prophecy doesn't mean what we thought. Maybe it's not about forgetting but about embracing our bond to break the curse. Bryn stepped closer, his hands enveloping hers. Do you really believe we can face this darkness together? I do, she replied, her voice steady. As long as we stand united, I know we can overcome anything. The pendant pulsed one final time, and in that moment, both Nora and Bryn felt a surge of energy. It was as if the very essence of the forest around them resonated with their love, echoing their determination to forge a new path. Then let's not waste any more time, Bryn declared, a newfound fire igniting within him. Let's confront whatever lies ahead, hand in hand. Nora smiled through her tears, her heart swelling with love and hope. Together, Bryn. Always together. With their fates intertwined, they stepped into the unknown, ready to face whatever challenges awaited them. The shadows of Bryn's past might still linger, but now they stood united, stronger than ever, as they embarked on a journey toward redemption and a future filled with light.